This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Will Washington finally get a big-bodied receiver? We'll check out Xavier Leggett right now. Let's go. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Ref the District's Player Focus. The draft is upon us. It is draft week, and we're going to be looking at some day two targets, a lot of the focus being on who's going to be taken at two. Well, let's talk about one of the targets that could be catching passes from that at two. That could be a target for Adam Peters and Dan Quinn there in the second round. Stoner, it's been some time since Washington has had a big body wide receiver. In fact, do you know the last wide receiver Washington had that was 6'2 or taller that achieved at least 750 yards?
Got me on the spot for that one. 6'2 or taller, 700 receiving yards in a season.
You're not gonna get it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm not gonna get it.
You're not gonna get it.
Keenan McCardell.
No. How about back in 2011?
Okay, wait. 2011. You gave me a year. Who was the quarterback? Was that the Beck Grossman?
The quarterbacks that year. I got to go to the year again. I have the player profile picked up
for who it is.
So in 2011, Shanahan, Sexy Rexy, John Just Beck, Rexy. And Brandon Banks all through passes. Brandon Banks, one of one, of course. But that was the John Beck year, 0-3.
And you say I'm not going to get it.
I forgot even played for Washington.
Right. So maybe it's a guy who was a pretty darn good receiver that just came over for a year. Am I on the right track there? Or is this just kind of a no-name?
Now you're getting it. Now you're narrowing it down.
Yeah. How about a guy who used to play for Arizona?
Used to play for Arizona. No,
I'm not even up there. David Boston. I have no idea.
I think we've given our people who are going to be watching this enough time to comment who they think it is, or maybe they looked it up, especially after I gave the 2011 hint. But Jabbar Gaffney.
Oh, I was so close.
Jabbar Gaffney was the last 6'2 wide receiver. And I don't know that 6'2 is really that big. I figure I actually wanted to go taller, but we don't have a lot of tall wide receivers in Washington history. And then when I added the fact that they had to get 750, I nearly dropped it down to 500, and it had to be a wide receiver because there's some tight ends in there that caught more. But this was the last one in 2011.
Sure.
Before that, do you want to take a venture? Who it was before, all the way back in 2004.
Wow. Now you're going all the way back to 2000.
These are the last two wide receivers Washington would have had 6'2 or taller with more than 750 yards in a season.
I couldn't venture a guess.
He's actually quite popular right now because he and his significant other are on TV. It's Rod Gardner was back in 2004. In fact, if you go back to 2002, let me make sure my math is right here. 2002, that was the last year Washington had two wide receivers that had cracked 750 yards in the same season. Mm. That is how far back it's gone. Now, I doubt we're going to have two wide receivers getting 750 or more this year, but maybe Xavier Leggett could, you know, be the next wide receiver to kind of break that mark for Washington. Darius Thompson, by the way, was the other wide receiver with Rod Gardner back in 2002 to crack that 750 mark. In fact, Rod Gardner with 1,000-yard wide receiving that year. Yeah, not a lot of big-bodied wide receivers, and that's why I think a lot of Washington fans are kind of fixated on that in the draft. So we wanted to take a look here at Xavier Leggett to see whether or not he can, you know, bring something to the legacy that is the Washington wide receivers of 6'2 or taller. Now, I've seen various, you know, height, you know, comps for Xavier Leggett. More often than not, he's listed taller than 6'2. Mm-hmm. But I have seen a couple that have listed him at 6'1. He plays big, and we're going to be talking about that here. Now, who's throwing the ball? We just simply don't know. The odds makers don't even know. J.J. McCarthy making a late run as his odds maker is starting to, you know, up his likelihood of being taken at 2. In fact, you can head over to Bet Online to get all that information. Maybe drafting or betting on the draft isn't your cup of tea. Maybe you're not Shaka Toney and you don't want to stay at home making those bets. Well, you can make them anywhere, right there on your phone. NBA playoff action, NHL playoff action, golf, all your summer sports are taken care of right there at Bet Online. Use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Now let's move on to our player focus here. You know, today, big body wide receiver out of South Carolina, the other USC. And we've taken a look at the quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Came away not impressed with Spencer Rattler, but while watching some of that and reading up some of it, this guy here, Xavier Leggett, really looks like the real deal in the second or third round. Washington, is it going to be a target there, Stoner, for them?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I know a lot of people are really kind of focused on the wide receiver position. But if you remember last year, we talked a lot about this wide receiver core for Washington with McLaurin, Dotson, Samuel. And I was saying that the three of them as a trio, if you match them up to any other trio in the NFL, I had them basically top five. Mm-hmm. But of course, they lost Curtis Samuel to free agency to Buffalo, where, by the way, he's number one in Buffalo, right, as at least right now. But now that he's gone, you have a big hole there, because number three right now is either De'Ami Brown or Jamison Crowder. And do you want your rookie quarterback going into the season with kind of that hole there at the QB or at wide receiver three? And so I think it's interesting about whether or not Washington is going to target a wide receiver. They didn't in free agency. Mm-hmm. I lobbied for Michael Pittman Jr. I lobbied for exactly what Xavier Leggett is, which is a big-bodied wide receiver. So, yeah, I think that they need this type of guy, and I think that Leggett is a guy that really fits the mold for what they need for wide receiver three.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs,
Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it is interesting because it's you know, when I talk about building a team, I talk about the importance of pass rushers. And I was pounding the table and saying Washington needed to sign those in free agency because the draft wasn't really a good spot to get there. They sign a whole bunch, and now we are at the position where the draft is. I actually probably wouldn't take an edge rusher in the second round. Now, third round, there's a couple of guys that I like that I think they can target there. And I moved wide receiver up into that second round, either with the 36 or the pick at 40, you know, to get one of these talents. Now it's a deep draft at wide receiver. And I started looking at Leggett because of the size. He doesn't quite fit the mold. And I know I've been kind of down on a lot of these targets we've talked about, Stoner. He doesn't hit one thing I like in a wide receiver coming out of college, which translates very well to the NFL. He's not a great route runner.
Yeah.
And he also, there's much ado about nothing, in my opinion, about Jaden Daniels being kind of maybe a one-year wonder. Xavier Leggett also was just kind of a run-the-mill wide receiver until this last season, and then he exploded and kind of got it. He popped. Yeah. So those are kind of the two negatives. What do you make as far as maybe not as polished as a route runner and the one-year wonder bit here for Xavier?
Those are absolutely valid concerns, and that's why he's probably at the back end, sort of. I don't want to make it sound like he's not a valuable pick, but he's kind of at that back end of the top receivers. So maybe if you're putting down the top 10 receivers in this draft, he might be in that 7 to 10 range. But that's still going to get him into the second round. Probably won't drop to the third round. He might even get bumped up to first round. But because it's a deep draft, he's probably going to be in the second round. But those are absolutely valid concerns. That the biggest one for me, like you said, is that one-year wonder sort of deal. Did he just figure it out in his senior, or I think it's his junior year redshirt, I can't remember, but in his final year at USC, at South Carolina, did he just figure it out? Or did he had a lot of issues going on before that? A lot of stuff, you know, personal stuff going on, and maybe he finally got that behind him. Because there's no doubt, Nathan, that the talent is there. The skill set is there. The size is there. All of that's there. And the route running can be polished once you get to the NFL. That's one of those things that can be taught. You can't teach speed. You can teach, you can't teach size. You can teach speed a little bit, but not much more than what you already have. So he has those parts already there. Those other things are valid concerns. The route running, the one-year wonder are valid concerns, but not enough to keep him out of people's minds when it comes into the second round.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of that athletic ability that I think teams will praise him for and try to take him. And I think Washington fans are looking at that athletic ability, what he can do with the ball in his hands. Because while he might not have had special seasons in 21 and 22, he did do well with the ball in his hands. And I think people are starting to see, well, maybe this is Washington's Deebo Samuel, right? Mm-hmm. You know, big body guy mm-hmm. who can take the ball and run with it. And I think that there are some skill sets there that are nice and you like. It is interesting that he's exploded this much. He's listed as, I believe, a redshirt sophomore, by the way, with those three years, one of them being maybe the 2020 year, but even though he didn't play in 2020, players were given extra eligibility there. But it's going to be kind of hard to place him. This is one of those things I think Washington will take. If they take him, it's based off of the athletic ability. It's based off of the traits that you see, maybe not route running. He also provides something different to Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin in that regard. And so I think that's why I think most of us are focused there, because if we take another wide receiver who is 6 foot nothing or shorter, maybe 6'1" at the top, that is an excellent route runner. Well, we already have two of those. So
that's right.
You know, when you're lining up four wide receivers deep in a Cliff Kingsbury now led offense, which is not an air raid, that, you know, Kingsbury will tell you, we're not going to run air raid. But it's still Cliff Kingsbury offense. You line up four wide receivers and they're all the same guy. Mm-hmm. You're not getting anything different on the field. You're not doing mismatches. And I think that Xavier Leggett could be an excellent mismatch for Washington and is in play at either of those early picks in the second round. Especially when you look at the wide receivers around him that will be available at that time, I'm not entirely fascinated with a lot of them. And some of it is the fact that they're just short, but I think a lot of them in that same realm kind of suffer the same thing he does, which is the other aspect is route running is the big thing. You look for in a wide receiver coming out of college because route running translates very well to the NFL. The other thing that doesn't translate very well, but gets touted for a lot of wide receivers, is contested catches. Hmm. And we know this from Gandy Golden, but that doesn't mean anything. And that is actually one of the almost worst traits you can see on a draft profile for wide receivers. Oh, they're great in contested catches. Contested catches means they didn't separate themselves from the defender. That's a problem.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It might just be bad quarterback throws and they have to.
It could, but more often than not, what it means, especially when paired with poor route running ability, usually means that they didn't separate themselves from the defenders. And when you move from the NFL or from college to NFL, the defenders only get faster and it becomes harder, and the contested catches are a problem here as things don't really translate. Now, I think the athletic ability of Xavier Leggett is going to translate very well for, you know, Washington or whoever takes him when he moves to the NFL, because I think there's ways to get him separation and use that athletic ability. Whereas maybe somebody who's slower, you know, I mentioned Gandy Golden, not exactly a speed or athletic guy, very intelligent guy, but just not a route runner, contested catches things. I like Xavier Leggett, and I didn't like anybody around him. Now, there are a couple of players I did like much later, but we'll see how it falls for the draft when it comes to Washington.
And I think sometimes we kind of get a little bit carried away based on recency bias and things that happened throughout the season. And we look at Terry McLaurin, and now all of a sudden he's gone from people arguing, hey, this guy should be a top eight, should be listed as a top eight receiver in the NFL argument, to then 1 year later saying he's not even a wide receiver one. And Washington needs to go get a wide receiver one. That's not the case. Terry McLaurin is a wide receiver one. He may not be top 10 wide receiver one, but he's wide receiver one. He needs help. He needs a compliment. And he has that with Jahan Dotson, and he needs it with that big body receiver. And as you said, Nathan, I think Leggett is the perfect compliment, a perfect wide receiver three. No pressure to carry the franchise. No pressure to kind of be the guy. Just be a wide receiver three, and we'll see kind of how things develop. Be that big body wide receiver. Do what you need to do and sort of over the middle type catches and tough catches and get those short 4 yard first downs when it's needed. That's what I think he can be for a team, and hopefully he can be for Washington.
It would be nice. Now, if they don't happen to get Xavier Leggett in the second round, I'll tell you, I've been looking at Brendan Rice. Now, we've had another Rice son on this team, and it didn't quite go as well as I'm sure the Rice family would like. But Brendan Rice is another big-bodied wide receiver, smooth route runner. That would be nice. But that's a day three pick, more than likely, not a day two pick. So looking at the day two picks, Xavier Leggett, don't sleep on him. In fact, you don't have to sleep. If you head over to don'tsleepenergy.com, use the code DISTRICT, support a local business owner and our channel here with your energy. Don't sleep energy makes you great. Let us know in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube right now. Is Xavier Leggett a guy you like? Is there another wide receiver? Are we wrong? Is there a wide receiver that is better at 36 or 40 for Washington? Is wide receiver an even a need for you? And of course, if you're listening to this on your favorite audio platforms, make sure you leave us a rating and review as it helps other people find the channel and our content. We've got a big draft day coming up for you, so you're going to want to tune into that as we are going to be streaming live for the first round, at least the first 10 picks, and also giving away nearly $600 in merchandise. So you'll want to be sure to tune into that on Thursday. And of course, we're live every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern. Be sure to join us this Wednesday as we talk more about our day two picks for the Washington Commanders. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner, brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy here on the Believe Network. And until next time,
go get yourself a big body wide receiver.
Be a fan.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.